Welcome to this podcast in the Smart Science series by Adiseo.
Hello, this is Dr. Brian Sloan here with Dr. Dan Lucchini from Adiseo. We're visiting with Marcelo Abreu, a grad student at the University of California, Davis. Marcelo, please tell us about the research abstract that you shared at the recent 2021 annual meeting of the American Dairy Science Association. What was its focus and why did you choose this topic?
Thank you, Brian. Dairy producers are interested in evaluating cost-efficient feed strategies that may improve milk yield and components. Over the last years, this interest has grown among California dairy producers, especially after the federal milking market order was adopted in 2018. Balancing lactating cows' diets to meet the essential amino acids requirements using rumen-protected amino acids could be a useful feed strategy. In California, most of the lactating dairy cows' diet include byproducts such as almond hulls, whole cotton seed, dried Stillen's grain, canola pellets, or corn gluten feed that usually replace forage. However, this strategy may compromise the amino acid supply. Additionally, very little research has been done in supplementing rumen-protected amino acids to balance essential amino acids in typical California diets. Thus, we had hypothesized that balancing a high byproduct, low forage diet to meet the methionine and lysine requirements by using rumen-protected amino acids would positively affect milk components and health. Our study was conducted in a commercial dairy farm where 214 median lactation cows were randomly assigned to the treatment or control. The diet included 28% of forage and 46% of byproduct. And it was calculated that 104.8 grams of SMARTM in ML plus 2.2 grams of SMARTM in M was necessary to increase the metabolizable protein from 5.9 to 7% for lysine and from 2.2 to 2.6% for methionine. In our study, cows were individually supplemented rumen-protected methionine and lysine as top dressed at the first TMR delivered for 6 weeks.
Thank you, Marcelo. That was a good explanation of what you did and how you did it. Can you summarize the highlights of your trial?
Yes. In our study, cow fat diets balanced by methionine and lysine had a higher plasma methionine concentration and tend to have higher plasma lysine concentration than control cows. Also, they had a modest increase in the milk yield of 0.6 kilograms per day, but we did not observe change in the milk components. Also, the risk of mastitis was 0.39 times lower for cows fed diets balanced by methionine and lysine than control cows. And they also had a higher plasma calcium concentration.
Great. Thank you, Marcelo. Do you recall what were the days in milk in the cows in each of the treatments?
Yes, it was about 130 days in milk.
For both groups, about the same?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I just wonder.
Thank you, Marcelo, for that very excellent summary of your work. I think this is really important for, as you say, for the California situation where rations are quite different and has certainly advanced our understanding of the limitations in lysine and methionine in these types of rations. I think it begs many questions, you know, in terms of now how to share this information with our the nutritionists in California, but also the producers to discuss with them how they can get the benefits that you showed in this trial in terms of milk yield and that reduction in somatic cell count. Dan, as you see these results, what do you think is some of the key information that's came out of this that will be of benefit to nutritionists and dairy producers?
It is good to see that the cows show a response in terms of plasma concentrations. and that difference was actually significant. It is also very encouraging to see the reduction in the mastitis incidence. It looks like they had an effect, those amino acids that were added to the basal diets had an effect and an impact, a positive impact on the health of the cows. So somehow the cows responded very positively to these treatments by lowering the incidence of mastitis, which brings us to the concept of functional amino acids. And to me, this is something that the concept of examining the impact of functional amino acids on the cows is something that we have to continue working on.
What do you think, Marcelo?
Yes, based on the responses of the milk yield and component, it's clear that it's not an economic justify to balance milk lactation dairy cows by methionine and lysine in this study. However, it should be considered that in our study, we fed specifically a high byproduct low forage diet. And furthermore, our study suggests that methionine and lysine supplementation may have a direct role on the mammary gland health, or indirect role mediated by plasma counts, so that warrants further evaluation for sure.
Thank you for your comments, Marcelo and Dan. Yeah, I'd just like to further add, I think that your results vindicate that we need to be targeting higher levels of lysine and methionine in rations to get not only the maximum effects on milk yield and composition, but also to get what we sometimes call the more than milk benefits illustrated in your trial by the improvements or decreases in somatic cell count. The challenge for us all going forward, I think, is with the types of ingredients that you have available in California, what is the best strategy to optimize the cost of the ration to reach these target levels of lysine and methionine so that the cost benefit, for want of a better way of putting it, is optimized for the dairy producer. So Marcelo, thank you so much for sharing your experience and the results of your trial with us today. And for those of you in the audience who would like more details of Marcelo's abstracts, you can find them at adiseo.com.
Thank you. This concludes the Smart Science Podcast by Adiseo.